Zvachim, Perakei, Mishneh Ches, the last of the Perak, and here we have the last of the Korbanos. These are, so to speak, the lesser of the Zvachim. Specifically, we have the Bechor, the Maaser, and the Pesach. What are these Korbanos? So the Bechor is the firstborn, like the Petarechim, if it's the first issue of the cow, goat, or sheep specifically. If that first issue, that first baby, cow, goat, or sheep, is a male, so then as it's born, it's automatically sanctified as a Bechor, and must be given to the Kohanim, and assuming it has no blemish, no mum, then it will be brought as a carbon, and the Kohanim will eat it. So that's for all first issues of all livestock, if it's a male. Then you have the Maaser. The Maaser is literally the tenth. What happens is at the end of each season of birth, which is once a year at the end of the summer, you take all your newborn cows, all your newborn goats, all your newborn sheep, and you put them in a corral, assuming you have more than 10 of them. Then they come out one at a time, and the 10th one, or every 10th one, out of the corral gets marked, and that becomes a korban, a maaser, which is brought to the base of English and offered, and then the owners of the livestock will eat them, okay? So just make sure it's clear here. If a person has only 9 goats born to him in this year, this fiscal year, which ends at the end of the summer, so then he'll give 0 maaser. Behemoths. If he has, let's say, 19 born to him, he'll give exactly 1 Maaser behemoth, because he put all 19 in the corral. The 10th one that comes out, that is going to be marked to be Maaser and brought. And then there won't be a 20th one because he only has 19. Okay, then you have the Pesach. The Pesach, well known to us, the Korban Pesach that's brought on it's really brought on the 14th of Nisan and then eaten on the 15th at the Pesach Seder, has lots of restrictions. And the Pesach we know and love is the topic of this Mishnah here as well. So the Mishnah says, inside HaBechor, the firstborn, the Maaser, the 10th, the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, Kachim Kalim, they're also of lesser sanctity, like the Toda and the Shlamim, meaning again, no Me'ila, they have to be offered in the Kaddish, in the Azara, and can be eaten by non-Kohen as well, potentially. We'll see about that more in a second. Shechitas and b'chol makom ba'azara, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, not just the north. V'daman te'un matana achas, only one blood application. The Torah doesn't specify these should be offered like around the Mizbeach, and therefore any one application of blood on the Mizbeach will be fine. U'bilvad sheyiten keneged ha'yesod, provided that one application is done literally, I'll call it above the Yesod. Remember the Yesod, the bottom layer of the Mizbeach, the altar, doesn't go all the way around. It's on the western side entirely, it's on the northern side entirely, and just one Amma amount on the south and east sides. So you have to apply the blood essentially on the west or north sides, or in that one corner on the south and east sides. Okay, and also it has to be the blood, like all these korbanos except for the chatas, the blood has to be specifically below the chuta sikra, that red line that's at the midway point up 5 amos off the ground, or it won't be good enough, like all these korbanos. More than that, says the Mishnah, Shina ba'achilasan. Although they're the same, what we said up to now, meaning these three, the Pesach, the Bechor, and the Maaser, are the same, what we said up to now, they're different in how they are to be eaten, the rules regarding eating them. HaBechor, the firstborn animal which is given to the Kohanim, Necho le'Kohanim, only can be eaten by Kohanim. Kohanim, just like Truma, we'll call it. The Kohanim can't invite their non-Kohen friends to partake in the meal. No, so it's not just an economic gift, it's only to Kohanim and their families. V'ha'maiser l'chol adam. In contrast, the maiser is entirely the property of the person bringing it. It can be eaten by anybody, Kohen and non-Kohen alike, but nothing is given to the Kohen, meaning not even a chaz of a shok, nothing. The person who brings the maiser gets all the meat for him and his family and his friends, whatever, it's his. V'ne'echalam b'chol ha'ir, and they can be eaten anywhere inside the city of Yerushalayim, within the walls, of course. Can't be taken out, like none of these could. The next two words, l'chol adam, should be removed. Not a good girsa. Bechol ma'achal, they can be prepared in any way. Again, we're contrasting, we're talking about the Bechor and the Maaser. It can be eaten any way, meaning you can bake it or cook it or fry it or whatever you want with it. L'shnei yam v'lala echad, same as the Shlamim and the Toda, you can eat it over 2 days and the intervening night between the two, and the same kind of rules, l'chachil, you should eat the meat on the first day and that night while it's fresh, but b'di'evad the next day as well. HaPesach, now we talk about the Korban Pesach, which has different rules. Eino nechol ela balayla. The Korban Pesach may only be eaten at night, meaning even though this is really highly unusual, the offering, the Korban, is brought on the 14th of Nisan, but you can't eat it on the 14th of Nisan. You'll wait till nightfall for what we call the Pesach Seder. And then you'll eat it that night, Ela Belaila. Ve'enu ne'achal Ela Ad Chatzos. And the window for eating it is only that night, only until midnight, that one night. Okay? There's a machlokas tanaim, whether this midnight restriction is a doraisa requirement or a derabanan. Elazar ben Azariah says it's until chatzos, till midnight, midoraisa. After that, you're simply not yotzi. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have the whole night, but midorabanan, you only have till chatzos, kind of like the previous mishnayos. Interestingly, and sort of importantly, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim how to paskin. Okay, so essentially, Tosfos go like Elazar ben Azariah, that you have till midnight only midoraisa, whereas the Rambam says that's only a derabanan. This has far-reaching ramifications because the mitzvah of eating the matzah and maror are connected to the eating of the korban pesach. Now we have no korban pesach, of course. We do have matzah and maror, and therefore one should definitely try his very best to eat his matzah, obligatory matzah, and maror before chatzos, including the afikomen. And if, let's say, hypothetically, a person would be very delayed and not get to eating his matzah or his maror before chatzos, so really shouldn't make a bracha then because of the suffik, if he's guilty, his obligation anymore past chatzos. Okay? V'ne'enu ne'achal el lemenuyav. The only people who can eat this korban pesach, and actually it's a bit of a machlokas in the Rishonim, if it means it's aser to everyone else, or just they're not yield to their mitzvah, whatever it is, it's supposed to be eaten simply only by those who are menuyav, call it registered on it. What happens is before the korban pesach is brought, it's determined, decided already, who, so to speak, is registered or belongs to this Korban Pesach, and then we'll divide up into groups and families and eat separately. So we're talking about you're only supposed to eat the Korban Pesach on which you were pre-registered. What does registration require? Rashi understands that each person who's a registrant would actually be paying, contributing towards the cost of the animal. It could just be a pruta or something, but the point is your money is, this is partly yours. Other Rishonim learn, like the Rambam, no, it's just a matter of, like, designation. So as long as you're verbally designated to be to this particular korban, then you're registered to it and not to anything else. V'nunechel eletzali. And as far as how it's to be prepared, as you know, unlike every other korban we say, which can be done b'chol ma'achel, however you want to cook it, it specifically must be dry roasted over a fire. Tzali is roasted, like flame broiled. If one would, let's say, eat a kazayas of korban pesach that is raw, or that it was boiled in water, that would be a lav subject to malchus. A person would get lashes for that.